Larry Weber joins us this morning from what is no doubt a scene reminiscent of some kind of a horror movie or a zombie movie. Larry Weber being devoured slowly. We hope that he will be able to do his program this morning before he succumbs. Larry, understand that you're speaking to us this morning from a cloud of mosquitoes.
Yes, that is. It's a mosquito-friendly morning. Now, if you put these conditions together, okay, where I am is warm, it is cloudy, it is humid, and there is no breeze. Now, put that together, you have a mosquito-friendly situation. However, that was not a complaint. That was just an observation of the situation. And I'm at Itasca State Park, and it's interesting that despite those conditions, the campground is full. And I really don't think the people who came to the campground came for that reason. So Itasca State Park has got a lot to offer besides these critters. Nevertheless, I'm not complaining, and I had a wonderful walk. Let's look back at July for a moment. Since we last spoke, July has come to an end, and it was a record, near record-setting July. According to my records, I need to get this verified with the Weather Service, but according to my records, this was the second hottest July on record, and the hottest one in more than 100 years. The interesting thing is, a few weeks ago, I spoke about how the July of 1936 was so hot, having 3 days of 100 degrees or hotter, and then several degrees in the 90s. Well, the average temperature for this July was even hotter than that. And the other interesting thing is that even though we had this heat, we never reached, officially, we never reached 90 degrees. We were in the upper 80s several times, but never officially 90 degrees. Well, it was that consistent in the 80s that caused this temperature to be so much warmer. Almost every day of the whole month was warmer than normal. I think there were three that weren't. Other than that, we ended with some mild days, some cool days. Well, there's another statistic with July, and that is we were below normal in precipitation. Weather Service has us about 2.6 inches of precipitation for the month. About 1.5 of that fell in one rainfall during last Sunday. So, yes, we have not had a lot of rain. So when you say thunder showers in the forecast, we could use it. Days continue to get shorter as we get into August. August is certainly a summery month, as we're seeing right now. But there are aspects of it that indicate autumn is on the way. There are migrants of some birds, tree swallows, I mentioned before, as well as shorebirds. A lot of shorebirds migrate early in August. And then there are the warbler families that have raised in this area, and they now get together and they form what we know as warbler waves. And they slowly start moving through. And before the month is over, we'll see a lot more of those. On the other side, the goldfinches are just starting to nest. Within the last few days, I have been seeing the seeds of thistle, and that is what they use for making nests. They have to wait until the thistle has gone to seed, and so they are very late nesters. I have been having hanging around my house a young barred owl, which has been calling pretty much all night, trying to get the attention of the parents. Owls make a kind of a gasping kind of sound, so it's nothing hooting or nothing squeaking, but it's just kind of a gasping kind of a sound, and it goes on through much of the night. In addition to that, we've been seeing plenty of the young deer and cottontail rabbits, yes, lots of those, and with the frogs, the baby frogs and toads have spread out now from their ponds, and I don't think a day goes by that I don't see them. Usually it's the American toads and the wood frogs that I see most, but there are others as well. Butterflies are out now in good numbers. I've been seeing a variety of them every day. This slows down as we get through August. And then the mornings are very, very silent. We have had, like I said, we've had a run the gamut pretty much with the birds. And no reason for them to sing anymore because they've raised their families. There are some exceptions. I've been hearing almost every morning, I hear song sparrow, mourning dove, yellow throat type of warbler, and the red-eyed vireo virtually every day. But that's about it. I call it the August silence. Well, the August silence starts to get broken as we go through the month by insects. And now, this week, I heard crickets and cicadas. The crickets down on the ground and cicadas high up in the trees.
Larry?
As we go through the month, I hope to hear a few more, especially the katydids. And when there's insects, there are spider webs. You know, this is a wonderful thing. In the forecast, there's a mention very often in August of patchy fog. There's often a forecast of cool temperatures at night, which truly translates into early morning. You put these together, and we end up having a lot of dew and a lot of fog in August. And you go out and take a look, and this is the time when the spiders have been reaching maturity, and the webs are just abundant. I had a fabulous experience last Sunday morning of going out in a dew-covered area, and we had the rising sun to the east, and we were looking at it. We were getting plenty of backlit views of the spider webs that were out there on that day. And, of course, that could have been done any day. It just happened to be a day where there's plenty of dew. Besides that, we're having a change in the wildflowers, these midsummer wildflowers of milkweed, fireweed, cow parsnip thistle, and evening primrose. They're still out there, but they're slowly getting replaced now by the later summer and autumn wildflowers of goldenrod, aster, and sunflowers. I have found four kinds of goldenrods, three kinds of asters, and four kinds of sunflowers in bloom so far, and I'm sure as if I speak next week, I'll find a few more. Good growth of bergamot, that's also known as Monarda, or there's a few other names for it, but a very common garden flower as well as a wildflower. I don't think I've ever seen a summer that we have more than that. We have good growth of pearly everlasting, and we have plenty of berries out there. Seems like every walk I take, I find berries. So far, raspberries have been the dominant ones. But I've also found juneberries and dewberries, gooseberries, currants, pin cherries, and just yesterday I found the first choke cherries. So, yes, there's plenty out there. There's plenty more to come. And, yes, as I said, there are indications of autumn. Two other things are showing up. We're getting more mushrooms in the woods now. And, yes, we are getting some leaf color. I especially noticed this in driving along the road yesterday with a plant called dogbane, which gets yellow leaves very early in the season. And then there are a couple of others in the woods that start to do the same thing. So, yeah, Lisa, welcome to awesome August. It's a great trip. Keep your eyes open for the next 30 days.
Larry,
take care.
Larry, are you still there?
I'm still there.
I have a question.
Can you hear me?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Yesterday on the back setting porch, there was an insect that was flying, and it was making a clicking noise.
Yes.
What?
And did its wings look something like that of a butterfly when it flew?
Yeah, kind of. And the puppy,
yep.
The puppy almost got it, but she didn't, so it's all good. What was that?
Was it fairly good size, like an inch or two?
Yeah, possibly. But, boy, and that was a loud click, too.
Click, 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 click. That's only when they fly. That is a Carolina locust. A locust,
wow.
despite the fact the name locust is applied to other insects, a real true locust is a grasshopper, okay? And you want to impress everybody, you say the type of noise that is called crepitation, okay?
Ooh,
and
nice.
It crepitates. Some say it's a marking of territory. I'm not so sure because I've seen them crepitating in all kinds of situations. So, yes, welcome to August. And as I said, the silence of the birds might be taken over by the insects.
All right, Larry, thanks a
thank
million
you
for
passing,
joining us.
Thank you for passing that on. I've been seeing the same thing, and I just forgot to mention it. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, we're going to thank the puppy because, like I say, she was going to track it down, and then I think at the last minute she lost her nerve, and that's just as well. Thanks
well,
a million,
have a good
Larry.
One. Take care.
Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.